in order to convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in His justice and love, I have written the work in the light of truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of God, which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion, and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their long for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to earnest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. Doing so. Watch and pray is a figurative rendering of the admonition to keep the intuitive ability on the alert, that is, to keep the spirit active, spirit in its true sense, and not the activity of the brain. For the way the living human spirit expresses itself is only and solely through the intuition. In no other way does the spirit of man, that is, the original kernel which evolved into its true ego, in the course of its wanderings through subsequent creation, become active. Watch and pray is therefore nothing less than the demand to refine and strengthen man's intuitive ability, which is equivalent to vitalizing the life of the soul. The only eternal value man possesses is his spirit, which alone can return to the paradise from which it issued. It must return there, either matured and self-conscious, or having again become unconscious, either welcome to the light as a living ego which has become useful in creation, or as a dismembered and dead ego if it has proved itself to be useless in creation. The admonition to watch and pray is therefore one of the most serious which the Son of God bequeathed to mankind. At the same time, it is a great warning to stand as useful beings in creation, lest damnation inevitably follows through the automatic working of the divine laws. Look at woman. She has, as the most precious gift of womanhood, a delicacy of intuition which no other creature can attain. For this reason, one should be able to speak only of noble womanhood in this creation, because womanhood possesses within itself the strongest gift towards the realization of all that is good. This, however, places the greatest of responsibilities upon woman. For this reason, far with all the host that belongs to him, aimed primarily at woman, in order thus to subjugate the whole creation to his power. Unfortunately, Lucifer found only too superficial a basis in the woman of subsequent creation. With open eyes, she flew into his meshes, and in her own way, poisoned the entire subsequent creation by changing pure concepts into distorted images, which inevitably brought confusion to all human spirits. The pure flower of noble womanhood, the crown of this subsequent creation, debased itself under the influence of and soon, which with its glittering colors and the seductive fragrance attracts all to the spot where it flourishes, to the swamp, into the sultry softness of which the victims thus allured sink. Woe unto woman, because she did not make proper use of the highest of all values bestowed upon her, she will inevitably be the first whom the sword of divine justice will fall, unless she decides to use the special mobility of her spiritual intuition, so peculiarly her own, to take the lead in the necessary ascent of mankind out of the ruins of such a faulty structure of perverted conceptions, which arose only through Lucifer's promptings. Instead of setting the example of honestly striving for the white blossom of noble purity and adorning herself with it, she chose to indulge in coquetry and vanity, the playground of which is a wrongly cultivated social life. Woman fully sensed that she was losing thereby the genuine ornament of womanhood, and grasped at the substitute offered to her by this. She sought to offer her physical charms for sale, and became a shameless slave of fashion, as a result of which she sank still further into the abyss, dragging men along with her by stimulating their instincts, which inevitably hindered the unfolding of their spirits. All those who thus failed and became rotting fruit in this creation had planted within themselves the seed which now, in the necessary judgment, must cause their destruction through the reciprocal action, because it made them incapable of withstanding the roaring and purifying storms. Let no one soil his hands by helping the worshippers of the idol of vanity and coquetry if they stretch out their arms to be saved in their hour of need. Let them sink. Push them away. They have no valuable qualities which could be used in the new building up that has been promised. They do not see how absurd and hollow are their actions. They laugh at and ridicule the few who try to preserve for themselves the decency and purity of true humanhood. At those who did not permit the delicate feeling of shame, the most beautiful ornament of girl and woman, to be extinguished, their mocking shall soon change to cries of dismay and thus be stifled. It is as if the woman of subsequent creation is standing on the sharp edge of a knife. Because of the great gifts bestowed upon her, she must now give an account of what she has done with them up to the present. There can be no excuse for her. It is impossible to turn and retrace her steps, for the time is up. They should all have thought of it before, and should have known that their opinion cannot oppose the adamantine will of God, in which there is nothing but purity, clear as crystal. The woman of the future, however, who has been able to preserve herself and her values during the dissolute period of a modern Sodom and Gomorrah, together with those who will be newly born, will at last bring womanhood to that blossom where all who approach her do so in holy awe and purest veneration. She will be the woman who lives according to God's will, that is, who so stands in creation that she is like the radiant crown, which indeed she can and shall be, permeating everything with the vibrations she absorbs from the luminous heights and passing them on undimmed by virtue of her ability, which lies in the delicacy of the feminine intuition. The Son of God's words, "Watch and pray," will be embodied in every woman of the future, as they should already be in every woman of today. For in the vibrations of the feminine intuitive ability lies that perpetual watchfulness and most beautiful praying which are pleasing to God, providing she strives towards purity and delight. Such a vibration brings the experience of heartfelt gratitude and joy. That is prayer as it should be. At the same time, the vibrations contain a constant warning to be on guard at all times, that is, to watch. For everything nasty that tries to approach, and every evil volition, is sensed by such delicately sensitive vibrations and is noticed before it can become a thought. Thus, it is made easy for the woman always to protect herself in time, unless she herself wants it otherwise. In spite of the fineness of these vibrations, they hold a power which can remodel everything in creation. There is nothing which could resist this power, for in it is light and therefore life. This was well known to Lucifer. Therefore, he mainly directed his attacks and temptations towards all womanhood. He knew that everything would succumb to him if he succeeded in winning over woman. And unfortunately, he succeeded only too well, as everybody who wishes to can clearly see today. For this reason, the call from the light is again addressed in the first place to woman. She ought to be able to recognize to what depth she has fallen. She ought to, if her vanity permitted it, But this snare of Lucifer holds all womanhood so fast bound that she can no longer recognize the light, and even no longer wishes to. She no longer wishes to because modern woman cannot forgo a life of frivolous trifling, although she already vaguely senses what she has lost through it. Indeed, she knows it only too well. And to dull this warning intuition, which is the equivalent of knowing, she throws herself headlong and as if struck with blindness into the newest folly, emulating man in his profession and in his whole being. Instead of returning to genuine womanhood, the most precious of possessions in all creation, and thus to the task allotted to her by the light, it is she who robs man of all that is sublime and thereby prevents the flowering of noble manhood. No nation and no people can flourish and prosper where the man is unable to look up to the woman in her womanliness. Only genuine, purest womanhood can awaken and lead a man to great deeds, nothing else. And that is the vocation of woman in creation, according to God's will. Through this, she uplifts a nation and all humanity, yes, even the whole of subsequent creation. For in her gentle working alone lies that sublime power which is irresistible and compelling, and if of the purest volition, blessed by divine power. There is nothing to equal it, for she carries beauty in its purest form into everything she does and everything that proceeds from her. That is why living should permeate the whole creation, refreshing, uplifting, furthering, and animating, like a breath from the longed for paradise. This was the pearl among the gifts of your Creator that Lucifer grasped at first of all, with all his cunning and malice, knowing that that was the best method with which to tear away your hold and your striving towards the light. For in woman lies the precious secret that is able to set free the purity and sublimity of every thought, the inspiration to the greatest activity and noblest deeds, provided that she is the woman the Creator intended her to be when he lavished these gifts upon her. You let yourselves be duped too easily. You succumb to the temptations without a fight. As a willing slave of Lucifer, woman now directs the effects of her beautiful divine gifts to a contrary purpose, and thereby brings the entire subsequent creation under the domination of the darkness. Of everything that God wanted to come into existence for the joy and happiness of all creatures in this creation, only repulsive caricatures are present. Of course, everything did come into existence, but changed and distorted through the influence of Lucifer. Wrong. The woman of subsequent creation made herself the mediator in this matter. A gruesome bug spread over the clear soil of purity, and radiant enthusiasm was replaced by sensual orgies. Now you are willing to fight, but against every demand of the light, so that you can remain in that state of vain self-satisfaction which intoxicates you. There are not many who today are capable of meeting a clear gaze steadfastly. The majority turn out to be lepers, whose beauty, through womanhood, has already been eaten away and can never be restored again. If after some years, many who can still be saved recall all that they regard today as being beautiful and good, they will be disgusted with themselves. It will seem like awakening and recovering from the most terrible fever dreams. Just as woman was able to drag the whole of subsequent creation down deeply, so also has she the power once more to uplift and further it, for man will follow her lead in this. The time will come soon after the purification when one can joyously call out, "Look at woman as she should be, the genuine woman in all her greatness, her noblest purity and power," and you will experience through her the words of Christ, "Watch and pray," in all naturalness and in the most beautiful form. End of quote. Listening to a reading from the Grail message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a walk in the light of truth, the Grail message. Copies of the Grail message can be obtained on Grail Land, Eju Hills, Lagos, Grail Centers and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Public lectures are also organized from time to time. You are cordially invited to a public lecture based on the Grail message. Date: Sunday, 19th July 2015. Venue: Boyemko Hotel, Adeson Road, off Ofada Road, Mowe. The topic: The Grace and Justice of the Almighty. Time of lecture: 4 p.m. At the lecture, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now we enter the interactive segment of this program. Genuine seekers who may wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. 0055 944 1123, and for your text messages 0033 315 7493. Text messages 0033 315 7493. We have some text messages here. Is the disintegration of the earth going to be before or after the millennium? Of course, it will be after the millennium. Now we stand in the final judgment. Those who are able to surmount this final judgment will be given the opportunity to experience the new life. That is, the kingdom of God on earth, the millennium, the kingdom of peace, which shall be a training ground for human spirit, so that man will learn to live according to the will of the Almighty Creator. For in that time, only the will of God stands. After that time, this earth itself will, of course, have come to the end of a cycle, and it must undergo disintegration. All right, we have a caller here. Simeon is calling from Abuja. Hello, Simeon.
Hello, Doctor.
Good evening.
The message today is highly complicated, very strong. I'm trying to download it.
Okay.
What is the title of today's question?
Watch and pray.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll download it now. Second, sir. What do you have to do? You have not said anything about the gay relationship or marriage that is on previously. What did the Christian and Muslim say about that, as well as the truth of life?
About what? About gay.
The gay that has been practicing on now in the
US. It is how it should be, because now everything that is within man must show itself. The gay, the lesbians, the wicked, the evil, everyone must show his true color. Because as it is said in a prophecy, all that is dead shall be alive, so that it may pass judgment upon itself. All that is dead means all that is slumbering within man. Because of the increased pressure of the light, everything is now in motion, both good as well as evil. So that in the activity, in becoming active, the good will be strengthened as well as the evil. And in the process of becoming active, the evil will receive the judgment blows it deserves. So it is as you be. Everything must express itself so that it can then receive the judgment blows it deserves. But the judgment blows according to the will of God, not according to human opinion. Okay, Damian is calling from Abuja. Hello, Damian. Hello?
I'm hearing you.
Yes, go on, please. Go on. Hello. Okay, the Sabbath day. What day should be? Alright, the Sabbath day should not be taken in a one-sided way. The Sabbath day is the day of rest. One day in the week where man should do a self-communion. Reflect on his heart life in the past 6 days to see how he is living according to the will of the Almighty Creator. It is whichever day you choose. So do not be say it must be Saturday or Sunday or Friday. Any day, one day in a week. It is instituted by the law because it is meant to be a milestone in a man's journey through this heart life. So that on each milestone, you reflect and see how far you are going according to his laws, and then to adjust your life to live according to the will. So the third commandment says that you should not, thou shalt not, the Sabbath day should be made holy. To honor the Sabbath day. So to make it holy means don't waste it. Make use of it. It is not that day that you just waste away. But you do not make use of it, or you do not honor it or make it holy by dissipating it. Neither can the priest or the pastor make it holy for you. If you go to the church and you do not follow the true teachings, then you have not actually observed the Father Sabbath day. So it is meant to be a milestone in a man's journey. So don't think that it has to be a particular day. You have lost the real meaning by just concentrating on the day and losing the meaning. Solomon is calling from Orile. Hello, Solomon.
Yes, sir.
Yes, please lower the volume of your radio set. All right, go on. Lower the volume of your radio set, Solomon. Go on.
Whether the great bishop believes that Christ has gone to prepare a place.
Jesus Christ has come, gone to prepare a place for us. Well, Jesus Christ told us that he has to go, but he will send someone at the appropriate time, and that someone is the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Jesus Christ brought the living word. That was his real mission, the word of truth, the word of salvation. That was why he came. Unfortunately, men did not understand the true mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. Majority thought that he came to act as a sacrificial lamb so as to wash away their sins. But they deceived themselves. All right, another caller is here. Yusuf is calling from Abuja. Hello, Yusuf.
Hello, Alberto.
Yeah, good day.
Yeah, I have to thank you for what you are doing for us in this country. Yeah, and I really enjoy your program, and I always listen to your program every Sunday. I must stay awake until you finish your program.
We should thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity.
One question just came to my mind now.
Yes.
So I will try and buy the game this year in Abuja.
Okay.
Yeah. But the question I want to ask now is that is about this Trinity. I'm just confused. You know, for me, there's a lot of people. So, but I just don't know whether this to be honest with you, I just don't believe in Trinity.
All right.
So I don't know what is your take about this matter.
All right, there is only one God. There is only one God. But he works three ways, threefold. That's just it. There is only one God, but he works threefold. As God the Father, as God the Son, that is love, and the Holy Spirit, that is justice. Both love and justice are in the same one creator. So, God has two sons. The inborn son is Jesus Christ, who is love. The outborn son is Emmanuel, who is justice. So it's like a man with two arms, the right arm standing as love, Jesus, and on his left, Emmanuel, justice. The two arms are part of the same physical body. Without the physical body, the arms cannot walk on their own. They are part of the whole. So it is still the same one creator. But he works threefold as God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Before creation came into existence, God was unity. Now, with the coming into being of creation, when the Almighty said, "Let there be light," and he permitted this light to go beyond the divine boundary, which is far, far above creation, with that, it became twofold. Then, when humanity was seen in darkness and it became necessary to send a part of his love to help man to bring the living word, with the birth of Jesus Christ, it became a trinity. That is how it is. The same one creator, but he works threefold. Emmanuel is calling from Ogun State.
Hello.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to ask a question.
Go on.
There was a part in the Bible where it said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in me." What does that statement mean? That's my first question. The second one is, when Jesus wanted to start his mission, the Bible said, Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. And you said Holy Spirit is human, is like a man. How is it possible to come upon him?
All right. Okay, now that particular first question, Son of Man is glorified and so on. You know, in the transmission, the gospelers made the error thinking that Jesus Christ is also the Son of Man. So that was that. Unfortunately, that error has been transmitted to posterity. Jesus Christ is not Son of Man. Jesus Christ is Son of God. The designation Son of Man is for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Son of Man, Emmanuel. He is called Son of Man because he means he is that Son of God through whom man came into existence. That is the meaning. So it's not just ordinary word. It has a meaning. It has a spiritual meaning. Son of God is Jesus. Son of Man is Emmanuel. Unfortunately, in the scriptures, Matthew taught that the birth of Jesus Christ has already fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah concerning Emmanuel, which was the error Matthew made. Now, to your second question, with the beginning of the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the holy dove descended upon him. The holy dove is the symbol of power. You might as well say it is the power that descended upon him. And the power of God is the Holy Spirit. And the dove is a very close connection with the Holy Spirit. So, in other words, the power descended on Jesus at the beginning of his mission when John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ. So, the holy dove is a part of the Holy Spirit. It represents power. Now, the Holy Spirit itself is personal. Just like Jesus Christ is personal. Let me try and explain it. Before creation came into existence, only the Almighty in his divine kingdom existed from all eternity to all eternity. No beginning, no end. And the light in God was not permitted to go beyond a certain boundary in the divine kingdom. Until it became necessary, because certain remnants of that light that could not take on form because of the tremendous pressure in the divine kingdom, but which remnants still contain life, sent forth fervent prayer to the Almighty Creator to be permitted to also enjoy consciously the life. And it was this prayer that the Almighty acceded to by giving the fiat, "Let there be light." meaning that let the light go beyond that boundary, because it's only outside the divine kingdom that creation can then come into existence. Without fiat, a part of his will was severed, and that part stood at the boundary of the divine, facing the void, and through its radiation bringing about the entire creation. That part is the Holy Spirit. He is the power of God. He is the will of God. He is the justice of the Almighty Creator. He is the Son of Man Jesus Christ said he will send. So he sends power into creation. It is his power that maintains creation. And this power is released at certain points in the year to maintain the entire creation. Even when the disciples received the power of the Holy Spirit, when they foregathered in a room in Jerusalem at the command of their Lord, ascended Lord, they received of the power of the Holy Spirit. They did not receive the Holy Spirit, but the power of the Holy Spirit. It is also the same power that descended on Jesus, and the form of that power is the Holy Dove. So that is what happened. But you can examine the great message and then enlighten yourself. Alright, go on with your who's online. That is Abang is calling from Abuja. Hello, Abang. Hello, Abang, you are on. Yes, go on.
I have a question. I want to clarify on some issues.
Go on, please.
Good. And up till now, as I'm speaking with you,
sorry, the line is fading. Okay.
That is forbidden in the Bible not to be eaten.
Okay, well, you cannot really get your question because the line is just not very clear. But we are talking about something that is forbidden in the Bible. Which animal is forbidden not to be eaten in the Bible? Well, there is no particular animal that is forbidden not to be eaten in the Bible, or that the Almighty says you should not eat, because animals are meant to, although from the word go, we are not even supposed to be eating animals, but the animals were meant to also sustain the human physical body. And that is apart from their own work too, which also the animals came here for their own development too, but at the same time they also help to sustain the physical body of man, which physical body man also took from the animal. So it was through the mediation of the animal physical body that man, the spirit of man, was able to enter this physical world. So you can't really say one is unclean. It depends on which area you are living. If it is something that is okay for you, but of course, you can take them. All right, let's take some text messages again. The Bible said that, for we know in part, when the perfect one comes, the one that is in part shall be done away. What is the perfect one to come? The perfect one to come is the Grail message. Take a copy of the Great Message, examine it, and find out whether it is not so. Another text message. Why is it that no distorted soul is able to incarnate on earth again? Now, at this time, when the star, the radiation of the star, changes at a certain time, in this cosmic turning point, it will no more be possible for anything that is distorted to be incarnated here on earth. For we are at the point the earth is transforming. material world is transforming from one epoch to another. Shua is calling from Abuja. Hello, Shua. Hello, Shua.
Doctor, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All that clarified. Hello?
Sorry, Hank, yes, go on, please, go on. Maybe you should send a text. We cannot hear you properly. Send a text, the telephone number you can send a text to is 0803-315-7493. Or you can call the other number, 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298.
Hello.
Yeah? Alright, let's take another text message. Are there premature deaths? Well, we cannot actually say they are premature deaths. Each one will die at the appointed time. At the time a child is born, it is already known how long such a soul will live on earth. It's already predetermined. Also, it's already predetermined at what point in such a soul's life, earth life, that it will receive the judgment blows that it deserves. So everything is time, except the one who commits suicide. I made this calling from Ikotun.
Yeah. Hello? My first question is,
yes,
where do this power of the Holy Ghost come down? Is there any assurance that the power used to come down? And the second question is that, what form to our part of the way?